Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 1. We will read the whole chapter. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia, and put in the treasure house of his God. That the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that they were to enter the king's service. Among these were some from Judah: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief official gave them new names: to Daniel the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel. But the official told Daniel, "I am afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you." Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servant for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetable to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink, and gave them vegetable instead. To these 4 young men God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them in, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them. He found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. Let's pray. Lord, we want to give you thanks and we praise you for this opportunity that you give us to hear your word, O God, and to share your goodness to your people. Lord, I pray, O God, that you give understanding and wisdom to your people and speak to each and everyone specifically, O God, and point out the sin and give deliverance this very day to your people who had gone away and who have gone in the world, had been entangled by devil and discipline. Devil, I come against and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for a clear message that comes from you, O God. And help me, O God, to deliver your word. Anoint my lips, O God, and put words and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. Lord, I pray that your word and message bring confirmation, support to your people who are willing, O God, to stand firm and do your work and your will, O God. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message, God has chosen you to bring a difference. Every one of us, God had called him to bring a difference. We are in the world. The world is wickedness, darkness, work of devil. But we are called to bring the difference. Jesus said to his disciples, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light for the world. Salt will preserve the taste and give taste and preserve the food without salt. In the old time, they were preserving food with salt. But when there is no salt, the food will decay and will be spoiled easily. Salt preserves the food. We are the salt of the earth. We are the salt to preserve the word of God and the values and the, of the commands and the degrees of the Lord. We are the light of the earth. God use us so that others will see Jesus, will see God, will know the right way. God call you to make a difference wherever you are in the society, wherever you are in the corners of the earth. God call you to persevere, to be like a salt, quality Christian, and as a light to bring others into the right way, to show the way to others about the Lord, His word, and His way of life. Daniel chapter 1, it contains a lot of teaching, and we learn a lot of things from it. In the first two verses, we have read that the Lord Himself delivered Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, and the articles of the temple, the thing of the church, the article of the church. God had delivered it to the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. And you may ask, why God is doing like that? God should protect His church, God should protect the king, but why God He hand over the king and the article of the temple of God to the enemy? The answer for that, at that time of that king, the people, they were worshipping God in the temple of God. They were worshipping Jehovah, but in addition to worshipping God, they are keeping idols in the temple of God, and they were worshipping other gods. They worship God and they worship idols. They worship God and they will keep worshipping of demons and Satan inside the temple of God. Therefore, God decided to get rid of them. God decided to punish them and discipline them by bringing them in bondage under the hand of the enemy. God had used the Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian to discipline, to punish His people so that He will bring them into repentance and to cleanse them so that they will no more worshipping idols and keep false gods in their life. The same here today in the life of the church. We are called to worship the living God, Jehovah. But what are the idols that defile us, that defile you and defile the church? Some people, they still worship saints, Mother Mary, Paul, Peter. These are all idols. This is not the true worship of God. This is demon worship. Some, they still keep Hindu tradition, Buddhist tradition. Some people, they keep other God, and they will pray for them in addition to praying to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is idol worship, and God does not agree about that. They are clear idol about that we can, we know that they are idol as saints, icons, people keeping icons, they worship photos. These all are idols. These all are idols. But in addition to the idols that externally we can see, there are internal idols. And there might be internal idols in your heart, in your life. Externally, no one is seeing. But God is seeing idols in your heart. Idols like lust and immorality. All these are idols, keeping boyfriend, girlfriend, living in sin, in pornography, masturbation. All these are idols. that you are keeping worship, and that may bring you into bondage and God discipline. What are the other idols? The born again Christian, they live their old religion, but they have another idols in their life and heart. Immorality. Second, greed and love of money, love of business, love to make more money, extortion, bribes, usury, money affair inside the church, inside the temple of God. These all are idols, and God hates that. God detests that. The Lord cleansed His temple when He entered the temple. They were not keeping at the time of Jesus when He came. They were not keeping idols, but they were keeping wrong things going on. There is money affair. And what in addition to money affair? There is manipulation and politics. Politics, manipulation inside the church are another form of idols. Fighting for leadership, boasting, lording over, politics, extortion, all these are idols. Malice, conspiracy, wrong motive in ministry, wrong motive in service, all these are idols, and God detests that. God called us today to make a difference as a church. We should know what is right and we should do it. Being a born again, we need to be cleansed from the idols that is in the heart. Lust, greed, and impurity in the form of manipulation, politics, greediness, all these are idol worship. Daniel chapter 1, we learn a lot of beautiful things. The people of God, they were in slavery and God allowed it as a discipline for them to be cleansed, to realize their sin, to realize their shortcoming. God may bring you to a discipline. He put you in a restriction so that you realize all the wrong things that you were doing. You realize that all that what you are in now is the consequence of your sin and shortcoming against the Lord. We will learn here. We will read from verse, as you read from verse 3 onward, you will learn that there is a plan of the king to to isolate certain people for his service. And here we find clearly the plan of devil. The plan of devil against you. And you have to be aware of it wherever you are. As you are serving the Lord diligently, there is a plan of devil. What was the plan of devil? He said to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility. You are from a royal family. You are a royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Let us read it. We are a royal priesthood. We should be careful how to conduct our life. We are not ordinary people. You must remember you are not an ordinary person. You are a royal priesthood. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Daniel, you are like Daniel. You are a royal priesthood. You are from the noble family. What the devil want? The devil want a committed, dedicated believer. Be careful. Be self-control. And alert. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Be careful. Resist him. Verse 9. Standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. Trial of and tribulation, the devil will come against us with. We need to stand firm. What the plan of devil? Young man without any physical defect. He want people who are healthy, wealthy, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning and well-informed. People who have good brain, quick to understand and qualified. Those people who are talented and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to tease them. What is else? He will tease them. He will tease them something unnecessarily. So first we find here there is a plan of isolation. Took them out. Devil want to isolate you. How he will do? He will put you in some sideway, some overtime, some unnecessary learning about computer, about languages, about literature, something unnecessarily in your life, just to take you away from your calling, your ministry, and what the Lord has entrusted you. Be careful. Be careful about that. You are well talented, have a good mind, but be away from the devil. You must know what is God's plan for you. You must be discerning to the offers that is about to be put in the front of you. So there is here plan of isolation, plan of choosing a qualified people, those effective workers. The devil want to take them out, but we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. God will not allow that in Jesus' name. And also, what else? There will be a process of teaching so that you can do something else. And here is this another way of wasting your time and confusing you with a wrong way and wrong plan and wrong things to make you busy from doing the right things. And what else? And what else? He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians, the things of the devil. And then they were to be trained for 3 years. 3 years wasting of time with unnecessary things. And after that, they were to enter the king's service. There's a promise of a job. There's a promise for a salary. They promise you're going to do that. Then after that, you will get very high salary. But then you are not aware that the devil is taking you away from what God had called you to be and to do. This is all the tactics of devil. We have to be aware of it. Devil, the Bible speaks about the devil's schemes. Devil will not come to you with big horns or big fangs or ugly face. No, devil is very handsome in his planning. He's very clever. He's very intelligent. And he may come with a beautiful face. But the plan of devil is instead to destroy you. Jesus said the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. In verse 5, the king assigned them a daily amount of food and a wine from the king's table. Sometimes that is how the devil will entice you. You like to eat food. You like to get some drinks. You cannot offer. Then somebody will invite you. Some man will invite you. Some woman will invite you. But what is the price for it? It is not out of love. But devil want to have you. A man want to have you. A woman want to have you. You need to be careful. Some people, they give you gifts. Small gifts, flowers, food, telephone. You ask yourself, why is he doing like this? Is it out of love or they want to have me? This is a bribe. Be careful of it. Be careful of that. Not only this. What the devil will use, and what devil had used to spoil them and to take away their identity as a Christian. In verse 6 and 7 say, but among these were some from Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief official gave them new names, so that their identity will be completely go away. To Daniel, the name Belteshazzar. To Hanani, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. The people of God, their names have a meaning. And the meaning of their name is the identity of the person, that is his life. Daniel, God is my judge. God is the judge of my life. God is the one who rules over my Like Belteshazzar, what's the meaning of it? Lady, protect the king. Something funny. Something funny. No more God over my life. Something funny things. You check yourself. Maybe that is what is going in your life. Something rubbish ruling over your life. And you allow it. Hananiah, the meaning of it. The Lord has been gracious. It means you are, I acknowledge the Lord in everything in my life. God, all what I have is from the Lord. And all my life that is coming is for the Lord. What he give him? Shadrach, I am very fearful. No faith. And that's where you entangle with the world. When you accept devil offers, when you accept the enticement of devil, when you become friendly with people, friendly with the people, so you can get some food, some material things, some help, and then you are no more trusting God. You are only trusting those people, and then fear will creep your heart. Doubt will creep your heart. Shadrach, I am very fearful. You will be very fearful if you go away from the Lord by relying on people and friends and some connection because they promise you something. Michael, who is what God is? Who is what God is? It means the Lord is everything in my life. Who can help me? Who can support me? Who can strengthen me? Who can heal me? Who can direct me? Who can save me? But God alone. The meaning of Mishach, I am of no account. When you are without God, you are of no account. If you are away from the word of God and the command of God, you will be really of no account. Azariah, the Lord has helped. The Lord is my helper. They give him the name Abednego. Abednego is servant of the Shining One. Servant of the devil. Servant of the devil. God call us that our bodies, the parts of our bodies, should be dedicated to the Lord as an instrument of righteousness, not as an instrument of wickedness. God had called you to make a difference. Those young people, four people, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they were in a foreign land. The whole people of God, they were slaves. They were second-class citizens in a foreign land, not their country, in a place, not having their own identity as the people of God. That place they worship other gods and they have another religion. They owe everything and the people of God, they were slaves there. You may say, I am away from my family and this place that I am living is not the same what I believe and I follow. And I am here a slave, I have no money, I have no support. That's all you may say is true. And that was in the life of those four people, Daniel, Hananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah. But still, God had called you to make a difference. God had called you to make a difference because you had been placed in unfavorable situation and circumstances. And you are there. In what a place you are, God had called you to bring a difference. And as Daniel, stand for the truth. God had called you to stand for the truth. You may be prejudiced by all this restriction and devil is fighting, but God is with you. God is behind you. God is backing you up. The Lord is your help. The Lord is your judge. What the Lord, His greatness is all for you, who is what God is. The Lord is going to help you and to support you. The Lord will be gracious to you and He will bless you as you stand firm for Him. In verse 8 we can read, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Daniel was in a very critical condition. He was oppressed, he was pressurized, and he was called to eat some food or to drink something that contradict the faith and the belief that he follow. And here he is called to make a difference. You may be asked and called to do certain things, contradict the word of God, contradict the teaching of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is convicting you, this is sin. What you need to do? Daniel did not fight, did not rally, and that we should not do that. What he did? He resolved not to divide himself. He decided, he determined, and you determine, and tell to the Lord, Lord, I don't like to do this. I will never do that. I don't like to break your word, O Lord. And when God see your heart and your dedication and your commitment, God will make a way. When you will ask permission, when you will ask that you cannot do it, please excuse me, you will find the favor. Now God has caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel. To Daniel. There is a special sympathy and favor on Daniel because he decided not to defile himself, not to be polluted with the world, as you determine to follow God, as you determine to follow Christ. God will make a way for you that you will not be forced to do certain things that contradict the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you decide, God had make a way. I always say, if you really decided, if you really determined, God will make a way and He will help you. But if you like it, all what you are saying is just to cover up your sin. You may be forced to do certain things wrong. You may be pressurized financially. But as you determine, you will not take money from wrong resources. Or not selling yourself for the sake of money in a wrong way, like immorality, bribery, usury. Then, if you decide not to do all these things, God will make a way for you. And God will provide for you. Amen. The Lord is gracious. The Lord is gracious. You may be caught as a girl, that you have to be dressed in a way that certain part of your body will be exposed to attract customers. You can ask permission. As I'm being Christian, I cannot do that. Please excuse me from doing such things. And God will help you. God will bring favor on your life. God will give a permission for you. Now, in the book of Daniel, the decree came from the king, and everyone must follow. But when Daniel decided not to break the command of God, what God did, God put favor in somebody under the king over Daniel. Somebody over you will take the responsibility to help you, so that you will be helped and you don't need to break the word of God. God will make a way for you if you decide to follow Him. That's the way. If you determined to follow God, God is very near to you. If you follow Him, He will help you. If you forsake Him, He will forsake you. If you come to Him, He will come to you. If you leave Him, He will leave you. But I pray that all you who listen to the message, you will not compromise. You will not take a bribe. You will not speak lies. You will not cheat. You will not practice usury. You will not go into immorality to satisfy your things. God will give you self-control and He will provide for you all your need as you desire to follow God. And my Lord shall meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus our Lord. Daniel was so confident about the graciousness of God, and God is my judge. In verse 11, Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and and Azariah, "Please test your servant for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetable to eat and water to drink." Christian, if we follow God, even vegetable, even water, that is enough for us. Even simple food, as long as we follow God, that will make us healthy. "Please test your servant for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetable to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servant in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. They don't like to take wine. They don't like to take beer. They don't like to take stolen food. They don't like to eat food that coming from idol worship. They don't like to take food that might be used to snare them and to bribe them to do wrong things. That is the people of God. Even with the little what you have, with the little what of what we have, as long as it is from the Lord, this is a food from the Lord, this food will give us health and sustain us in our life. In verse 15, at the end of the 10 days, they look healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. And that is the beauty of the Christian. That is the makeup of the Christian. When we stand firm for God, when we live a holy life, when we don't compromise, when we hate the world, when we don't make a friendship with the Lord, God give us good health. God give us shining faces. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will fill you and fill us, and we will shine. We will look healthy, younger in age, and the glory of the Lord shall be upon us. Wine, beer, special food, special drinks, tonic food, and other food, if it is not from the Lord, it have no effect. In addition, this will bring curses and sickness in your life. Immorality, greediness, worldliness, manipulation, compromises, cheating, usury, bribes, all may give some more things, but that will bring cares in your life. Refrain from all these things. Accept and be contented and happy with the little income and the resources that you have. God is going to bless these resources and satisfy all your needs through these small resources, and he will give you good health, joyful life, and long years to live in his presence. What more God can give if we obey him? Because the message here today, God had called you, God had called me, God had called us to make a difference. So to those God, he is seeing that they are obedient and they don't want to pollute or contaminate themselves with the wrong worldly things. What God is going to give them? According to verse 17, let us read. "To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds." What God give them? Give them more knowledge. Give them more wisdom, because they are entrusted with the little, and they show themselves they are faithful. To the faithful, God is also faithful. God give them more understanding and more wisdom, and God will do the same. God will going to give you more gift of the Holy Spirit. And that is the where the power of the church. As we are obedient church, obedient believer, obedient family of God, God is going to give us more spiritual gifts, more filling of the Holy Spirit. More people will get baptized with the Holy Spirit. More spiritual gifts to evangelize, to teach, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, more gifts of healing, prophecy, discernment. All these are beautiful things. God will empower His church. And to Daniel say that He gave him understanding of vision and dreams. Oh, this is a precious gift. He gave it in the Old Testament, He gave it to Joseph. And after around 1,500 years, God gave His gift again to Daniel. To those who are more faithful to God, God will give them more gifts for their service. And mission will be more effective. As God will see our faithfulness to Him and our clear decision that we decide and determine not to defile ourselves with the worldly things, with the wrong things, with the plan of the devil, God will bless us with more spiritual gifts. And as those people, they were 10 times better than the other people around them. In verse 20, in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magician and enchanter in his kingdom. As we obey the Lord, in the book of Deuteronomy, he says, if you fully obey the Lord, God will set you high above all the nations, and all this blessing will come on you and will accompany you. Here we are a challenge to us. God wants to bless us. God wants to set us high above others. God wants to set you high above other nations. But the calling of God for you here is to determine and to resolve to isolate yourself, not to defile yourself, contaminate, corrupt yourself with evil. And God is going to bless you in a special way with a more spiritual gift, more health, more anointing of the Holy Spirit. Remember, God had called you to make a difference. At the time of Daniel, the whole people of God, they were in bondage. But there are 4 people. Daniel and his 3 friends, 3 brothers. They were not happy to do what they were asked to do. They were not happy to compromise. They were not happy to do as the world around them is doing. But we find here Daniel. He's the head spear. He say no. Now what is the application of this for you? When you determine to say no to sin, no to worldliness, no to the passion of this world, there are 3 other people will say no and they will follow God because you have taken a decision. Your decision is a very precious decision. You are called to make a difference. And the way you are going to make a difference, when you determine to say no, there are 3 other people, they will get encouraged. And they say, oh, Daniel, he refused. And we will follow the decision of Daniel. God had called you to make a difference. And when the 4 people, they determine to say no, the whole people of God, they regain their identity as a Christian, as the chosen people of God. And we find the book of Daniel was written, and here the book of Daniel in our hand, teaching us, we all of us, to say no. So my decision today to be away from the law, away from the world with the Lord, and determined not to defile myself with the things wrong that's going around me, my decision will encourage 3 other people to say no to sin. Oh wow, what a great thing. There will be more acceleration. There will be more people to come to God. There will be more people to seek Christ. As me and you, my brother and my sister, determined and resolve in our heart not to defile ourselves as the people who are around us. When we decide to separate ourselves from the world and the things that is contaminated body, soul, and spirit and follow God wholeheartedly, other people will take a decision to follow Christ. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. As we follow Christ wholeheartedly, others will start to seek God and follow Christ wholeheartedly. Verse 21, Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. Daniel, when he was there, he was a young age man, young adult, around 20 or less, and he remained the whole life where God had placed him. He was taken at the time of Kingdom of Babylonian, in the time of King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar died and his son came, and Daniel still there. The Kingdom of Babylonian had gone away and the Persian kingdom take over, but Daniel still there. Few kings of the king of Persia Daniel met and lived there. Not his nation, not his people, not his language, not his religion or his faith, but God was behind him and God sustained him and God enabled him to do his will. The same for you. Wherever you are, you might be not in your country, in a place not your language, not your people, of different faith, they worship other gods, but as you determined to follow God, God will sustain you and will establish you the whole of your life in the place where you are and enable you to bring a difference as has he enabled Daniel and his friends to bring a difference. Let's pray. Let's commit ourselves. Let's commit yourself to God. The decision in your hand to determine, to resolve, not to defile yourself in the worldly things around you. And the Lord will help you and enable you to do His work as you will. Father, I want to give you thanks and we praise you. Thank you for your word that encourages us, that cleans us, that takes us out from sin and bondages of devil, and bring us to the way of freedom. Lord, I pray for a discernment for each and everyone who hears the message. He will see things truly in his life and he will realize what you had placed him in and what you had called him in. Deliver him, Lord. Deliver her, Lord, from the evil one. Lord, let them see clearly, O God, the schemes of devil, O God, and help them, O God. Help those who had been determined, O Lord, not to defy themselves. Deliver them and give them favor and support them, O God. And I pray, O God, for a spirit of self-control, O God, spirit of perseverance and patience for my brothers and my sisters, O God, wherever they are, to say no to sin and to the worldliness, O God. And as they decide to follow you, Lord, other people will learn from their example and they will follow you. Lord, I pray that you will sustain them, protect them, and to provide for them to bring the difference, to be the salt of the earth and the light for the world. Lord, sustain us as a church, O God, and guide us and help us as we determine to follow you. Provide for us, O God, and grant us favor from you and from men, O God, as you had a promise, O God. And Lord, establish us wherever you had planted us, O God, to bring your word and to do your will and abide with your commands. So God, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.